I'm Mark Bayshore. The theater department at Lansing Community College may be small, but it's in the running for some pretty big honors. Last month, its production of Never Swim Alone by Daniel McIver was selected to perform at the Kennedy Center's American College Theater Festival. The regional competition kicks off in Milwaukee tomorrow. We invited a few of the people involved in bringing this production to life to Studio S before they all head off to Wisconsin here. LCC adjunct faculty member Deb Keller directs the show. Alumnus Monica Tanner stars as the referee. We're also joined by Melissa Kaplan, coordinator of the Fine and Performing Arts Department at LCC. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Deb, talk to us about this production that you're taking to Milwaukee. What is Never Swim Alone about?
Never Swim Alone is, I think, topically about two men engaged in a 13-round battle for supremacy. But underneath that is a dark secret that they have a past. They have this past that informs their battle for one-upsmanship. I think it's incredibly witty and intelligent the way they put each other down in very sophisticated ways. And I think that's one of the attractive part. But it's not just a testosterone battle. And I think that's what sparked people's hearts when they see it, is the strength of the referee and how we've brought the past incident into the current battle. They can't see the rest of the world. The rest of the world is just a playground for them to be better than the other person next to them on the stage. So it's all faded, but for that. And so I like it for those resonances. I love it for the repetition and the ability to play as a director with this great play that Daniel McIver has written.
A battle for supremacy. And Monica, you play the referee in the play. Tell us, and Deb has alluded to the importance of that role here. Talk to us a little bit about your character.
So there's actually a duality to my character. I play the referee, who was kind of an impartial judge for the competition between the two men. But I also represent the tragedy that happened in their past that forever connected them, but also should have been a learning or a lesson that they didn't really learn from too well, that you find out.
These two men are connected then.
Yes.
They were boyhood friends. Yeah. And we scope between time in a way. Like, there's this 1950s, 60s beach feel, and then this very current 2015 Wall Street feel. These rounds are all different. She will name them. Stature, uniform. The big brain or the big heart?
My wife went to see the play last night. I was unable to join her, unfortunately. But when she was describing it to me, I flashed on Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Oh, it's got so many overtones of this mammoth voice, you know, because of the dialogue. So fast, so sharp, that the actors had to be very intelligent in order to understand what was being said. What's the dig here? Because it can come off seeming friendly or something, but it's the little dig.
And I understand, Monica, you had to learn some pretty unique skills for your performance.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Aerial silks. I had about a month to learn aerial silks, which was not the easiest thing that I ever did. Honestly, I think it was only my will to succeed that kept me
aerial
going.
Aerial silks. Yeah. I think some people need an explanation there.
So I think the clearest, the one I always get is, have you seen Pink? Did you see Pink at the Grammys? Pink did a hammock routine as well. But aerial silks are the Cirque du Soleil, so the long ribbons of silk that hang down from the ceiling and that you tie yourself up. It looks beautiful. It is painful and wonderful. And I think very cool. I think the people that end up loving it, I teach it, but very painful and hard. Monica really did work hard, and there it's a tough thing to pick up, and we really started working before the show, and it's hard.
Well, Melissa, what is the selection process like for the Kennedy Center Festival? What kind of criteria are the judges for this competition looking at when they choose which productions will be competing?
They are looking at the quality of performance and the quality of production and the quality of directing. They are looking at every aspect of a college production. They also look at, I think, genre and a variety of productions that they ultimately select to go to the festival, so that there are some 25 different productions that are considered from the four-state region that Michigan is part of, Region 3, and of those, they pick five. And of those, there's a big musical, Mad World, that Ball State University is bringing. It's a new musical that's kind of a take on Alice in Wonderland. Oakland from
Equus.
Michigan. Yep, they're doing Equus. Then there's To Kill a Mockingbird. I forget which college is doing that. It might be Carthage. And there's another university that's
Afghanistan,
bringing
Wisconsin.
Right, Afghanistan. Dan, Wisconsin, which is a new play. And so Never Swim Alone is a very different play from all of those. Mm-hmm. And I think they're looking at some variety, but it's got to be top quality. The plays, I've been going for a dozen years to the festival and just seen a real variety and seen some really imaginative, creative, wonderful performances. But they adjudicate every aspect of it, not only the performance, but we have 4 hours to load this set in and get a cue to cue down before our first performance on Wednesday. And they're in there watching that. And then they're in there watching our loadout as well. And we get a response afterwards. And all this is considered as they decide which productions go on ultimately to the National Festival in April.
Hmm. Melissa Kaplan is Lansing Community College's Fine and Performing Arts Coordinator. We're also joined by Monica Tanner, an alumnus of LCC, who is currently starring in the school's production of Never Swim Alone. Also, Deb Keller, who is the director of Never Swim Alone. It will be competing at the Kennedy Center's American College Theater Festival here tomorrow in Milwaukee. Deb, what was your reaction when you got the news that Never Swim Alone would be headed to Milwaukee?
Oh my, I just cried. Well, I couldn't wait to put the Facebook post off. We're going to ACTF. I couldn't wait to write that, but he didn't call me on time. So when they said I'd get the call Sunday night and I did not get it, I'm like, well, then we're not going.
Monica, what's this going to be like for you?
For me, this is very exciting because I went last year to ACTF as an Irene Ryan nominee for the acting scholarship. But this year, going as a part of production, to be able to show everybody what we worked so hard on, and I really believe in this piece because it's kind of brilliant in that it's only about an hour long and it's like a live performance. Of course, theater is always a live performance, but we're really there with the audience. We're asking for their input. Really, their concept of the play is the most important thing because their opinion is what the guys are looking for, because they want to convince the audience. So I think it's really cool to be able to involve people as much as we do.
And Mark, this is an amazing audience to perform in front of. This is a regional audience, and it is so powerful for actors to perform for actors. We've brought scenes before, and you can hear a pin drop, and it is the most responsive crowd. So I am thrilled for our students to be able to have that experience.
Well, you're also moving from a 90-seat black box theater here in Lansing to a theater with over 500 seats in Milwaukee. Deb, are you having to make adjustments to adapt to that larger space?
Wonderful issues to adjust to because it involves energy and the projection of energy, extension of what do you want, sight lines that rise, the encompassing of a larger group. And from what I've heard from the actors is they're like, it starts to feel a little bit better. Your heart just kind of opens, and instead of focusing on just one person's face, which you can definitely still do, you are broadening it to the stadium, right? So we get this pantheon, like not pantheon, but you get this large coliseum to play to, and that one, it can go this distance. That's why I love this play. It can go to the tiniest little moment of a choke out or a tie or a look, and it can go to the biggest sort of coliseum, I win, I killed the tiger moments. And so we're excited to bring it to that big space.
Monica, you had a performance at LCC last night. What kind of reaction did you get from the audience?
It was a standing ovation at the end of it. It was amazing, really. I have never seen that many people in Dart. So to be able to perform in front of everybody who was coming out to support us and support our possibilities going forward.
Support
Lansing, really, because LCC just has a great program, and I'm so excited to be able to share this.
What is behind the LCC's program success, besides your genius, Melissa?
Thank you.
Besides your obvious talent.
The program is really powerful. The studio theater program has excellent faculty who are dedicated to really developing students and for the stage. And from the beginning, they come in and are working and getting performance opportunities. It's really unique in that way. And the faculty and the leadership have been focused on that for some years. And there's support from the college. We support from the foundation, support from our division. There's a lot that's behind the program day to day and getting us to Milwaukee.
We've been talking with some of the people behind the Lansing Community College production of Never Swim Alone, which will be competing in the Kennedy Center's American College Theater Festival this week. Director Deb Keller, actor Monica Tanner, and LCC Fine and Performing Arts Coordinator Melissa Kaplan have been our guests today. Thanks to all of you for coming in and break a leg. I hope
Thank you so
such
much.
Such an honor. Thank you.
Wish you all the best.